There's a twinkle in his eye as he tells stories about things most of us only know about from history books. Len Zierlin was a young man, barely out of high school in Brooklyn, when a momentous event changed his life, as it did for so many others.
I don't think people recognize December 7th changed the entire world. The whole world changed because of the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
The Thousand Oaks man says even as a teenager, he was aware of what Nazi Germany had done to Europe. He was frustrated that the U.S. wasn't doing anything. It changed when the Pearl Harbor attack plunged America into the global conflict.
It just shocked me. Then I said, well, finally we can do something because we're letting Europe become destroyed.
Zierlin says he volunteered, deciding he wanted to be in what was then known as the Army Air Forces.
I found out cadets needed a year of college, and I just got out of high school. So I went to a school in New York. It's an aviation engineering school, which gave me a foot up, and then when I enlisted, I was accepted immediately because I had some background.
By 1943, he was based in England, flying attack missions in a B-26 bomber into the European continent. Zierlin admits it was tough, with massive losses on the early missions.
At the beginning, we're losing 20% per mission. It's one of every five. And I can tell you every story whereby I could have been shot down. And because I was sick one day, my whole group never came back, and I was not there.
He flew 36 combat missions, but two of them stand out vividly. They were over France on June 6, 1944, which was D-Day, the invasion of Nazi-occupied France.
The entire channel, you could walk over every ship. As far as the eye could see, we had 6,000 airplanes in the sky. It was like a checkerboard sky. So that stays with me forever.
Zierlin lost some of his fellow crew members to anti-aircraft fire, but was never shot down. After the war, he returned to New York, where he met his wife, Corinne. They moved to Thousand Oaks more than 50 years ago. He had a career in electronics. The couple had two kids and more than a dozen grand and great-grandchildren. They were married more than six decades before Corinne passed away a few years ago. Len is still going strong, and you'd never guess his age.
95, going to be 96 in a couple of days. Is it hard to believe that that much time has gone by?
I never think in terms of date and time. I still think of myself as a 40-year-old riding my bicycle in the hills. And I think being busy mentally and physically, I wrote a couple of books that keep me going.
Zierlin admits that one of the hardest things is the fact after losing so many of his friends to the war, time has claimed most of the remaining ones.
The sad part is all the friends of mine that I can lift up a phone and say, come on, let's schmooze a while. They're all gone. We used to meet at Denny's every 6 weeks, and we just chew the fat. None of us talked about the war, just things that were meaningful to us.
Are you proud of what you did?
I had to do it, you see.
Zierlin's Thousand Oaks home is filled with memories. He takes us into a bedroom which has been converted into a museum of his World War II relics.
This is my flying gear. It's a picture of me as a 19-year-old. This is my helmet. This is my emergency oxygen mask.
Is that your actual jacket?
Yeah. These are the medals, my Silver Star and my Bronze Star.
One of his treasured memories is reconnecting with some of the civilians he met in France during the war a half century later. The town where he was stationed even honored him with a medal. He takes us into another room where there's hundreds of pictures in a pile. One of them is a print of him with a horse.
All these are memories.
Each one of these pictures is probably a whole different story.
Everyone. I wrote home, what's the Jewish boy in Austria doing with a horse? What's the Jewish boy doing with a horse in Austria?
His story is among those featured in a new book about members of the greatest generation who served in World War II called Pictures for Heroes.
The loss of people I loved dearly, and it changed my whole opinion of life and the destiny.
Zierlin says despite the fact he put his life on the line time after time and survived when so many others didn't, he insists he wasn't a hero. He says he did what many Americans did, which was step up to fight for their country. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.